This is Crucial Tech, a podcast about technology that affects all of us, but few of us understand, presented in a format that you can consume in the time it takes to go to and from the grocery store. I probably know more about it than you do, and if I don't, I know someone who does. This episode is brought to you by Safety National Insurance. Safety National's cyber insurance protects large organizations against network security and privacy risks, reimbursing damages and financial loss arising from accidental or malicious incidents to computer networks, software, and data. Coverage options address various risks ranging from liability, business interruption, reputational harm, penalties, and more. Visit safetynational.com for additional details, and thanks for the support. Hi, folks. This is Lou Covey with Crucial Tech, and today we're taking a little bit of a swerve outside of specifically about security technology, which we normally talk about, but we're still talking about the issue of security, and that's in the issue of getting people correct information so they can make decisions. Okay. That's why people use things like Google. They need to figure out, you know, what am I going to buy? Where am I? What am I going to wear? What's the weather going to be like? What the hell is going on in Washington, D.C.? Why do my feet stink? These kind of things are the reasons people go to Google. And I've been a journalist for a long time, and I have a lot of friends in the business. And in fact, today I'm bringing on a friend of mine. We've been friends for half a century. I mean, a long time. But he and I have grown up together in the news business. And we are going to talk about Google's announcement last week. Well, actually, let's put it this way. Google's reversal of the decision that they announced in February to that they are now going to start pulling California news feeds from search. So in other words, if you want to read something about what's going on in California, you're not going to be able to do it by doing a search on Google. And they're doing this specifically because there is a law being considered in the California legislature called the California Journalism Preservation Act, which will require Google to pay California news sources like the Sacramento Bee, the San Francisco Chronicle, these sort of things, to pay them for the content that they spread on their network. And there's a reason that they got into this partnership with the news media, but there's also a reason why the news media has decided it is no longer a good deal. And my friend is Marty Weybrot. Marty has been a longtime journalist. He's worked for UPI in Mexico City. He's worked for newspapers in the Central Valley. His family is a historic newspaper family going back over 100 years with the Lodi News Sentinel. And Marty ended up becoming not only the editor-in-chief, then he became the publisher, and then he became the owner, and then he sold it. Because like me, he's old and he decided he wanted to retire. So, and we're bringing Marty in here. We're going to talk about what this meant to him on a historical basis, but he's also been trying to catch up with what's happening here. And Marty, thank you for joining us today. What's on your mind?
Well, good morning, my friend. It's good to talk to you again. I want to set one thing straight. I didn't decide to retire. This problem decided for me.
Okay.
I can remember vividly the day, and it was in April of 2008. My father came into the office. He's the one who kept the books, and he says, something's wrong. And he showed me a dismal month. And I said, well, Dad, we've had bad months before. He says, no. This is the start of something very different. And we saw from that month on, advertising revenue declined precipitously. Now, we'd had a slow drop in circulation, which is a long story and not due to Google exclusively, but Americans have less and less been enamored of newspapers. But when we couldn't sell advertising to the audience that we had left, that was the beginning of the end. And we started thinking about a sale, and it got completed 7 years later in 2015. On Thursday, after 2 years of negotiation, trying to find a seller, and I will tell you that we
you mean a buyer.
A buyer, excuse me. I didn't finance my retirement on this sale. We sold the Sentinel for the value of a nice house in Lodi. There was a time when it was worth much, much more than that. And so on Thursday before the sale, I called the buyers and I said, "What do you want me to do on Monday morning?" And they said, "We don't want you there." And suddenly it dawned on me, I'm retired. And I've stayed busy in both in business and in philanthropy, but it just hit me like a hammer on the head. I hadn't planned a retirement, but it was made for me, and Google's a big part of it. I've read a recent article in which they quote, I'm sorry, I can't find the source, but 70% of advertising is in the hands of two companies, Meta and Google.
Mm-hmm.
When you and I were in journalism school at San Jose State, 80% of all advertising dollars in the United States, no, excuse me, 60% was spent on newspapers. And today it's around 10%. So these guys have not only gobbled up just about all the newspaper advertising in the nation, they've gobbled up a lot of radio, they've gobbled up a lot of TV, a lot of magazines. The two companies now handle an overwhelming majority of the advertising dollars. And you asked me, what was the effect of the Lodi News Sentinel? When I retired, we had 14 journalists on the payroll and 50 or 60 full-time jobs, full-time equivalent on the books. Today, there are 2.5 journalists at Lodi News Sentinel. And I would have to guess that the payroll supports 12, 15 people at most, probably fewer. I'm probably overestimating that. And I know that because I'm still the landlord and I walk through the place and it is crushing. Every time I put my key in the door, I look at that press room. I look at the empty newsroom. You can shoot a cannon through the place and only touch walls. The staff's gone.
That's really sad. And, you know, what you're telling me is that since I left in the
70s or 80s?
Yeah, it was the end of the 70s. Yeah, I think we had, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 full-time reporters. So even at that time, you had been growing. It was a going concern. And I remember years after I left, we were talking about your relationship with Google, and essentially you gave them permission to take the content as they needed it, right?
Well, yeah, that was a failed experiment, and nobody's fault. The idea was that they were going to digitize the archives from microfilm, and that turned out to be a lot of labor that they hadn't counted on, and it didn't work very well. But we were trying to pioneer. We were trying to make our peace with Google.
You were trying to work with them, as they said it would benefit you, right?
Yeah, and I got to say, Google among the big tech companies has been the one most engaged with the news business, but they're on a collision course right now. I think it's temporary. I think it's a power play. We're going to see who's got the power here. Google might be surprised. I'm not sure that they're going to defeat this bill. And I'm not sure that they're going to be able. And in fact, you're the one who's convincing me I don't think they're going to be able to keep this ban. This is going to cut their readership in California
Yep.
substantially, not completely, but it's going to hurt.
Well, actually, that has turned out to be true. They've tried this with two other countries. They've tried it with Canada and they've tried it with Australia. And both times Google blinked. They said, okay, we'll come to an agreement on to how much money we're going to pay into local news. But they follow the same playbook every time. And now I guess they're going to have to do it state by state. I'm sure there are some states that will say, yeah, go ahead. We don't like the newspapers anyway because they're all fake news. But you're going to have states like California that are very concerned about the lack of local journalism. And when that happens, like just this morning, I downloaded the Brave browser to my phone and found that I could decide what my news feed was going to be there. And I looked into it, and Brave actually does plan to support this. So does Bing. So they're gonna have information on other search engines that you can get your news. And when that happened in both Canada and Australia, Google actually lost a small, but they lost a group of regular users. They dropped like 1 or 2% in their daily searches. And that drop is a significant amount of money for Google. And they're going to end up finding the same thing is going to happen here as people want the news. The reason they go to search engines is because they don't have a subscription to a newspaper anymore. They know they can get their news off of Google, which is part of the problem. But this is going to come back and bite Google in the butt really hard. And they will back down. I'm almost positive of it because California is too huge of a market for them.
Well, I support the bill, and I hope you're right. 1 or 2% is not exactly a bite in the butt for a company the size of course, their 1% is probably 25 Lodi News Sentinels, but we'll see what happens. It's a power play, and the fists are up, and we'll see who wins.
Yeah. So, you took a look at some of the articles that were coming out about this, I think specifically on NPR, and you wanted to make a comment about that?
Well, there's a wonderful quote in the article. By the way, it's a good attempt by NPR to balance and report on both sides of this. They quoted a software engineer by the name of Christina Warren, who they described as an outspoken advocate for software engineers, and she calls payments for hyperlinks, quote, obscene, end quote. I get it. From a software engineer's point of view, a hyperlink isn't many words produced by others. It's not as many words or characters as you might put in a couple of lines of code, but it's not obscene. What we're doing here is we're trying to enforce intellectual property rights. And I'm sure that if one of Christina Warren's programs was monetized by another firm and made her firm unable to cover her paycheck, she would not think that her defense was obscene. She would expect her industry and her company to go to work for her. So there's nothing obscene about this fight. It's a legitimate working out of the new information world. And I don't think the news is going to come out nearly as strong because I don't think that advertising that's gone is ever coming back. I think what's happening now, Lou, is news coverage is turning into a nonprofit activity. Now, I'm sure you've got lots of readers who say even subscribe to the New York Times, and that's fine. New York Times coverage is splendid. It's widespread. Fox News takes a completely different slant, but covers a lot of ground, and but they cover the national ground. What is missing in Lodi is the in-depth look of what's happening in Lodi. We elected an accused felon to the city council about 2 years ago. I don't think that would have happened if we'd had 14 reporters at the Lodi News Sentinel. The news broke late. It was hard to cover. But if we'd had that kind of staff, we'd have had more of an audience. We would have, what I think has to happen in local journalism is this local news has to start being delivered to people's cell phones. And young people have to start caring what happens at City Hall. At the school board, there's a fight over garbage rates, for heaven's sakes. Is that boring? Well, it's boring until you got to pay the darn bill.
That's right.
And then you wonder, how did this happen? Well, it happened because you weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
And people are going to have to, if they're not going to pay a subscription to get past a paywall, they're going to have to be willing to donate their hard-earned money for yet another charity. We've got a Lodi Boys and Girls Club. We've got a women's shelter. We've got a senior center, all of which are calling on charity dollars to stay open. And now we need charity dollars to keep the newsroom open. But I think that's unavoidable. I think we got to go there because.
But yeah, I think you're right. There's in Redwood City, we've got the Redwood City Pulse, which is an online publication, and it's run by Embarcadero Media, and they're taking donations. You know, it's yeah, I'm one of the donors. I don't give much because I don't have much, but yeah, $10 a year, you know, from 1,000 people, you know, that's a reporter's paycheck.
Well, I feel we could get that newsroom back to what it looked like for around $1 million a year in Lodi. So that means 10,000 families have to give $10 a month. Then you've got $1.2 million a year, and that will put six or seven journalists together. Run a modest administration and pay an editor to read their copy and help them sort out who's covering what.
Yeah.
And if Google can share a little bit of its ad revenue, that's some charity that doesn't have to be raised.
Yeah.
And I think I think there is a reasonable compromise here. Google has a big payroll. Google has innovated and changed the world, and they deserve some compensation for that. You're not going to get all their ad dollars from them, but we might get a few back into these little commute, a
Yeah,
few into these
I
little
think in
communities.
can I think in Canada that the agreement they came to is they put $100 million into local news organizations in Canada,
In all of
and
Canada.
all of, well, yeah, and Canada's not even as populous as California, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not enough to save everything, but it's enough to save something, and I think it's worthwhile. You know, I want to go back. After I left Lodi and after I left Lockheed, you know, I was a freelancer for a while, and I kept getting these requests for my work, and I go, okay, great, yeah, how much you want to pay? Well, we can't pay you anything, but you'll get a lot of visibility. And while I when I read the article that was talking about this first, that I happened to read in the San Mateo Daily News. Which is our local newspaper here, and I read it every day. I go down to the, I pick it up, and I've paid for a subscription online, you know, so it's my local newspaper. And I saw this article, and I swear to God, a vice president from Google saying, "What these newspapers don't understand is they're going to be losing a lot of visibility." And it all came flooding back to me with these people wanting me to do work for them for free so I would have visibility. And just in case, I called up my mortgage company and said, listen, I'm getting a lot of visibility. Can I pay you with that?
Course you can't.
Yeah.
No.
So was that kind of the argument that you got from Google in the beginning about the visibility you were going to get?
Well, I look, we were small potatoes. We didn't engage the corporate philosophy and business strategy of Google head on. We had a side project that we cooperated with, and it didn't work out for them because it took too much labor to produce usable data. And that's what they've done, is they've relied on other people to produce data, and then they can take they have huge personnel costs, I get it, but they have huge amounts of data, but they aren't producing any data, and they don't pay very much for what little they use. They're going to end up paying more, and it's not going to sink Google. Google's not going anywhere, but they'll have to compromise, I think. And I hope that the news, with its reasonable end of that compromise, can be a little more robust in towns like Lodi and San Mateo. And one day, maybe you'll have a chance to tell your readers about, I can't come up with the name of the town where the city council was paying itself $500,000 a member. And
Oh, that not Compton, or was it Compton? It's in Southern
no, it wasn't
California.
Compton. It's down in Southern California. Come on,
Yeah.
Lou, you and I can do this. It was Bell
Yeah,
there.
that's right.
Bell didn't have a weekly newspaper, and that's how that happened. Bell may never have good local news. Not given the state of advertising.
Yeah. Well, Marty, thank you for a very depressing conversation. But like you, I think this is just a power play on Google's part. I am a firm believer that the news media doesn't need Google, but Google needs the news media because that is what people are searching for. They're searching for information. They're searching for data, the stuff that Google can't present to them unless they get it from somebody else. And that needs to be compensated. Maybe going down the line, when I finally made it big, we can come together and create our own charity to help support local news.
Well, I'm not looking forward to turning the news business into a charity, but with a sliver of advertising and a sliver of goodwill from the public, the people's right to know will prevail.
Yep. Marty, thank you very much.
Thanks, Lou. It was fun.
So that's it for this week on Crucial Tech. If you have questions or concerns, contact us at cyberprotection-magazine.com. We're looking forward to talking to you and hearing what you have to say about the subject. If you are interested in learning more about independent journalism, at least in the area of technology, it's always a good idea to get yourself a subscription to Cyber Protection Magazine. It's only $25 a year, and it helps support local journalism. So, or actually, it's worldwide journalism, but it's journalism nonetheless. This has been Lou Covey with Crucial Tech, a Footwatcher Media production.